Information without barriers. Audio information sheets for migrants in Italian, English, French, Arabic, and Urdu.
Residence permit for family reasons, family reunification, family cohesion, minor assistance. Family reunification, ricongiungimento familiare. How can you bring your family members to Italy? You can do this through a procedure called family reunification, which allows your family members to obtain a visa and a residence permit so they can come and live in Italy. What residence permit do you need to have to apply for reunification? You can apply for reunification if you have an EU residence permit for long-term residence or a residence permit of at least 1 year's validity, such as permit for employment or self-employment, for political asylum or subsidiary protection, for study reasons, for religious reasons, for family reasons or pending citizenship, special protection. You cannot apply for reunification if you hold a residence permit for reasons of temporary protection, disaster, or asylum request. That is, if you have applied for international protection and you're waiting for the outcome from the Territorial Commission or the court. Which family members can you reunite with? Your husband or wife, at least 18 years of age. If you're legally separated, you cannot apply for reunification. Children or child under the age of 18 at the time of applying for reunification. Your adult dependent children or child whose health condition results in total disability, 100%. Your parents, who are over 65 years old, if there are no other child or children in the country where they live or there are but cannot help them. What requirements must you have? In order to apply for reunification for your family, you must have a home which meets certain requirements regarding size and hygienic conditions. To prove that your home is suitable to house your family, you must obtain a housing eligibility document. This document must be obtained from the municipality, comune, where the house is located, by submitting the floor plan and the cadastral survey, which you can obtain from the land registry, Catasto. If you're renting, you must also submit the rental contract and the document of the contract registration, which the homeowner must give you. If, on the other hand, you are the owner, you will have to submit the purchase and the sale contract. A minimum income. Income is the sum of the net wages you receive in a year. The required minimum income is calculated by taking into account the amount of the social allowance, 6,542.51 euros for 2023, which is increased by half for each member of the family. If you are joined by one family member in Italy, the minimum income is 9,813.77 euros per year, while for two family members it is 13,085.02 euros per year. These amounts may vary from year to year. We suggest you to check in the IMPS website. Please note, any income produced by cohabiting family members is taken into account in the calculation. Health insurance only if the family members coming to Italy are your father or mother and they are over 65 years old. There are several agencies that allow you to get insurance at affordable prices. If you're a holder of international protection, meaning you hold an asylum or subsidiary protection permit, the first two requirements are not necessary for you, but you will still need to provide a domicile at the time of application. What documents do you need to submit? At the time of application, you will need to submit copies of passports, copy of valid or expired residence permit with the receipt of the renewal application attached, applicant's social security number, applicant's family status certificate issued by the municipality of residence, which can also be replaced by a self-certification, family status certificate relating to the persons living in the accommodation where your family members are going to live, issued by the municipality of residence with the wording immigration use, which can also be replaced by a self-certification. In the case of reunification of family members over 65 years old, statement of commitment to take out a health insurance policy or other suitable title to ensure coverage of all risks in the national territory. It is essential that both you and the family members you intend to reunite possess a passport or, if you are a holder of asylum or subsidiary protection, a valid travel document, otherwise you will not be able to submit in the application. How can you prove your income? You will need to produce your CUD, your last three payrolls, and the UNILAV form, Modello UNILAV. Depending on the category of work to which you belong, you will be asked to supplement additional documentation. Inquire at the patronage or the help desk in your municipality aimed at foreign nationals. How is the application submitted? The application is submitted online through the portal Portale Servizi. To access, you must have SPID, which you can apply for after obtaining your health card and ID card. You can apply through the post office website or by going to the post office counter. You can contact CAF to get assistance with the reunification application. Does the reunification application have a cost? You will only need to purchase a 16 euro revenue stamp. Who evaluates the request? The application is evaluated by Sportello Unico Immigrazione della Prefettura, single immigration desk of the prefecture of the city where you reside. If a residence permit was issued by a questura other than that of the place where you have your current domicile, for example, because you have moved from one province of Italy to another, before you send your reunification application, remember to update your residence permit with your new domicile address. Otherwise, the prefecture will declare your application inadmissible. The update of the residence permit should be done by postal kit. How long does the reunification procedure take? This is a procedure that can take several months. If the assessment is successful, the prefecture issues an authorization called a nulla osta, which your family members must then show to the Italian embassy in the country where they are to apply for a visa. What if the nulla osta is denied? An appeal against the denial of the nulla osta can be made to the ordinary court, Tribunale Ordinario, of the place of residence with the assistance of a lawyer. How long does the nulla osta last? The nulla osta issued is valid for 6 months, within which time your family members must obtain a visa in order to travel and reach Italy. Please note that travel expenses will be borne by you and your family members. What should you do once you have obtained the nulla osta? As soon as you have obtained it, you should immediately send it to your family members, who should, as soon as possible, contact the relevant Italian embassy or consulate to apply for a visa. It is important that, before applying for the visa, your family members arrange to have all the documents required for the application translated and legalized by contacting the same embassy or consulate. The cost of translation and legalization will also be your responsibility. In addition, the time required to carry out these activities can be very long, so it is a good idea to move in advance. How long does the visa last? The visa lasts for 1 year from the moment it is issued. What do you need to do after arriving in Italy? Within 48 hours of entering Italy, you must have your family members declare their presence in the territory by notifying the immigration office of the city where they arrived. Within 8 days, they must go to the Sportello Unico Immigrazione of the prefecture to receive Mod 29 so that they can apply for an electronic residence permit, PSE, Permesso di Soggiorno Elettronico. The completed form should then be forwarded to the Questura by sending the appropriate postal kit. The authorized post office then schedules an appointment for the person concerned at the Questura in order to carry out the required photosignaling. After applying for the permit with the postal receipt, it will be possible to apply for civil registration, health card, and even work. What permit do your family members get? Your family members get a family permit linked to your permit and with the same duration. Will they be able to work? Yes, the family permit allows the working activity and registration on the employment list. Will they also be able to enroll in school? Yes, the family permit allows enrollment in the education and vocational training courses. Can the residence permit for family reasons be converted into a residence permit for other reasons? Yes, the residence permit for family reasons can be converted into a permit for work, self-employed or subordinate, as well as pending employment or study. It will first need to be verified that the requirements of the law are met. Family cohesion, coesione familiare. What is family cohesion? If you meet the requirements for family reunification and you are already in Italy, on a short-term or tourist visa or hold a residence permit, and there is a family member of yours in Italy who is also regular, you can apply for the issuance or conversion of your residence permit into a family permit. If your family member holds refugee status in Italy, you can apply for a family permit even if you are irregular in the territory. What is the difference with family reunification? The family member for whom you are requesting cohesion is already present in Italy and not living abroad as in the case of family reunification, which is why it is not necessary to apply for reunification nulla osta at the Sportello Unico Immigrazione of the prefecture. What family member can cohesion be done with? Family members are the same as those for whom you can apply for reunification. See above. What residence permit do you need to have in order to access the procedure? Residence permits are the same as those under which you can apply for family reunification. See above. By when can you apply for family cohesion? You must apply for it within 1 year from the date of expiration of the residence permit originally held by the family member. What requirements must you have? In addition to proving family ties, the requirements are the same as for family reunification. See above. How do you apply for the issuance of residence permit at the Questura? You can apply for the issuance of the residence permit through the postal kit to be collected and mailed to the post office. You can get help from the local patronage or legal office to fill out the postal kit. Photocopies of all the required documents, which are the same as for family reunification, see above, should be also included in the kit. Even in this case, documents attesting to the family link will need to be translated and legalized. What permit does the family member get? He or she can obtain a family permit, basically the same permit that is obtained as a result of family reunification. Minor assistance, assistenza minore. You are a family member of a foreign minor who is in Italy. Can you be authorized to enter or remain in the territory to assist him or her? Yes. If you have a minor relative under 18 years of age who is already in Italy and needs assistance, the juvenile court, Tribunale per i minorenni, can authorize you to enter Italy or to continue living in Italy, even if you are irregular or have not yet obtained a residence permit. How can you apply for this authorization? You will need to submit an application to the appropriate juvenile court, which is the one where the minor is located. Some courts may provide you with forms to fill out. We recommend that you get the assistance of an attorney experienced in immigration law to file the application. What are the requirements for obtaining this authorization? First of all, it is necessary that your minor relative is already in Italy. The judge, before issuing the authorization to enter or stay in Italy, will make some checks. In particular, he or she will make sure that the minor actually needs your assistance for serious reasons related to his or her growth. He or she will pay attention, for example, to the age of the minor and his or her health conditions. Please note that courts in Italy over time have given different interpretation to the concept of serious reasons, which, in fact, may change depending on where you apply. For example, for some courts, it is sufficient that the child is very young. Other courts are stricter and grant permission only if the child has serious and specific illness demonstrated by medical certificate that requires special care. Judges may also check if you have a criminal record. For this reason, we recommend that you seek the assistance of an attorney experienced in immigration law who is familiar with the practices of the place where you will have to apply. What documentation needs to be attached to the application? The documentation you need to attach to the application may change depending on where you will be applying. We recommend that you get valid passport, residence permit, if any, birth certificate of the minor children or child, family status indicating family ties, any documentation related to the minor, such as a medical certificate or social service report, stating the reason why your presence and assistance is needed. Statement of hospitality. Does the authorization apply for a limited period of time? Yes, the authorization is issued for a limited period of time. Normally it is 2 years, but it may change depending on the case. Once it has expired, can you reapply for it? Yes, if the conditions that allow you to get the authorization the first time still exist, you can apply for its renewal. To do so, you will have to submit a new application to the juvenile court. If you are in Italy, once you have obtained authorization, are you entitled to a particular type of residence permit? Yes, once you have obtained authorization from the juvenile court, you are entitled to the issuance of a residence permit for minor assistance. The permit will have to be applied for at the questura of the place where you have your domicile. If, on the other hand, having obtained authorization, you are abroad, in this case, you will be entitled to a visa to enter Italy. Once you arrive, after declaring your presence within 48 hours of your arrival, you will be able to request the issuance of a residence permit for minor assistance. Ask for information at the counters for foreign nationals in the municipality. What will be the duration of the permit? The duration of the permit is the same as that of the authorization issued by the juvenile court. Will you be able to work with this residence permit? Yes, this is a permit that allows you to work. This permit, will you be able to get residency and be enrolled in the National Health Service? Yes, you can be issued an ID card and health card and you will have access to the National Health Service. Will you be able to travel with this residence permit? Yes, you can travel to other European countries, but no more than 90 days. Will you be able to convert this residence permit? Yes, you will be able to convert your residence permit for minor assistance, for example, into a permit for employment, self-employed or subordinate, or pending employment. Sheet relies by Serena Lamarca, Paola Coppini, Rossella Nina Iuculano.
Information Without Barriers, a project of Melting Pot ODV realized with the support of the Otto Per Mille funds of the Waldensian Church. The fact sheets are available on meltingpot.org.